This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
That is the sound of snoring. And that is the sound of sleep apnea. Every night, millions of people stop breathing for more than 10 seconds for 10, 20, 30, even 80 times per hour while they sleep. And that's dangerous. If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
That's right. It's yet another episode of Trenton Waves. This is Frank Sasso. I'm flying solo today. Christina is in Thailand right now as we speak. And so it's me solo. You get me. Lucky you. Podcast. Yeah. I am sitting with the owner of, you know it, Trenton Social, T.C. Nelson is sitting right here with me. How's it going, TC?
It's going great. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. You just gave me this incredible tour of the new addition to Trenton Social called the Club Room.
Well, it was the 50 Cent tour. I don't know if it was like so great. It is a separate entity and a nice addition to the streetscape and unique retail that I think South Broad Street needs.
Absolutely.
It kind of falls in line with playing and having fun in the city of Trenton. During the nice weather, we have the courtyard in between Trenton Makes and Trenton Social, and a lot of people enjoy a cigar once in a while out in the courtyard.
So, I know I do.
So I thought it was an opportunity to carve out and create a little space, a little refuge that could be enjoyed indoors so that 6 months out of the year, you can enjoy a cigar inside.
Yeah. And what is it, 24 hours? Like, if you have a key fob, is it a 24-hour thing? Or
I have to check on, you know, how the city is going to grant its business license. Right. It is going to be card key, like a key fob entry.
Yeah.
But the hours, I'm going to have to take the direction from the city as to what's allowed.
Right, gotcha. All right.
Obviously, it would be great if it could coincide or have some overlapping hours with Trenton Social, but
yeah.
I'll just go with whatever the playbook says I have to go with.
And it's limited membership right now?
Yes,
right?
It's capped at 40 members.
Okay.
And indications of interest that I've already floated out there between friends and regular guests here at Trenton Social.
Right.
Upon your inspection and visit,
yes.
We have 29 spoken for, so there's only 11 left.
Right, exactly.
There were 28 left about 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely earmarking one of those for myself, definitely, because it looks so cool. You have any idea of, like, an ETA upon for opening?
I'm guessing, I'll use this space as, like, a flex space for storage and for some other things until everything's ready to launch.
Okay.
There were some other things that I wanted to address in the building prior to opening so that when everything's done, the whole building is completely good to go.
So, gotcha. All right.
So I can't imagine it taking more than a few more weeks.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. Love the name. Love the logo. Everything looks really, really cool. Normally I'll start a show with like, hey, so what brings you to Trenton? But when I first saw that, I'm like, look, I gotta get this off my chest. I gotta find out about the cigar room thing going on. And I'm just very excited. So let me now just digress for a sec. What was it that brought you to Trenton? Or have you always been in Trenton? What's the deal?
Well, I was born here. My father grew up here. His father was an Irishman that did piece work at American Standard.
American Standard, they made the
bathroom fixtures.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, so he was kind of like a cast guy, so huh. They did, they made bathtubs and sinks and
toilet bowls and stuff.
Yeah, everything. So my father grew up in the West Ward right off of Sanhican on Rosemont Avenue.
Okay.
You know, my mother and her sister moved to Trenton where they finished high school at Trenton High, and they lived in Donnelly Homes. My parents met before my father went to Vietnam, and then when he got home, they were married 3 months later.
Oh, your father was in Nam?
Yes.
Wow.
He was an interesting man.
Say that as you're scratching your head.
Yeah. All of us hopefully have that kind of relationship with our father because, you know, he went away to war. He had a degree in chemistry.
All right.
He got back, volunteered. He went into the Marine Corps because he didn't want to be told where to go. So,
oh, is that how that works?
Well, they did not draft kids.
Right.
You had to sign up for the Marine Corps.
Oh, interesting.
So he decided he didn't want to be drafted to go into one of the other services.
Sure.
He wanted to choose where he went.
Sure.
So he wanted to go with the meanest, fiercest fighting group that the U.S. had. So,
sure, guy after my own heart.
Yeah, so that was him kind of in a nutshell. So when he got back from Vietnam, he worked in Philadelphia as a bench scientist, and that was the time the riots were going on here in the city, and it really pissed him off.
Huh.
And he went and took the police test, and he was on the street in 6 weeks.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
He goes to Nam.
Goes to Nam.
Comes back, joins the Marines. And the only thing I know about the Marines is that you pay for 3 haircuts, you're going to get 3 haircuts, whether you need them or not.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know about the Marines. And now knowing that, they don't draft. And now he gets aggravated because of the riots, so he becomes a cop. And in, what was it, 6 weeks?
Yeah, they had an accelerated academy because the city was on fire. The riots that happened here were the reason why Quaker Bridge Mall was built. And after the mall was built, it was pretty much the kiss of death to the rest of the high-end retail that existed in downtown Trenton.
Right, okay.
You know, like when my father was in high school, he cut the grass at the reservoir in soccer spikes because it was on this big hill. I don't know if you've ever seen the big hill. That's where a lot of the city's water is held, right there at Pennington and Prospect.
Okay.
So
that's near going toward Ewing,
yes.
Right? Okay.
So, and then he parked cars at one of the movie theaters downtown. But he talked about how downtown was so cool, like when he was a kid, and there was people used to drive their cars from the suburbs to just cruise around downtown just to see who was out and about.
Wow.
Up until the 80s, there were cops that worked downtown just to tell people to get back on the sidewalk because there was so much foot traffic down there.
Wow.
Yeah. Both my parents grew up here in Trenton. I always had this affinity for the city.
Right.
And shared their stories as romantic as they made it sound. It always seemed cool to me, and the suburbs really didn't offer anything with that much history that both my parents talked about.
Right.
And, you know, with my father being a Trenton cop, you know, there wasn't a bartender that didn't know my dad. We would go to a restaurant in Chambersburg or in the Polish section or downtown, and his drink was dropped off before anybody else's, and it was just like, hey, Captain, how you doing? And there was a Doors and Water at the table as soon as he sat down. And he used to tell me a story about after he left his job as a bench scientist, and he's chasing some kids as soon as he's out of his old neighborhood. These kids thought that they were be able to shoplift or do whatever they were doing.
Right.
And just run out of the store, and that would be the end of it.
Right.
Well, fresh legs coming out of the academy, and he's pretty gung-ho, so.
And he's already street smart.
Yeah, so he knows the neighborhood back and forth. Like, he knows every cut through, every fence he can hop, everything.
Right.
And he keeps popping out at these kids out of like, and they're like, oh, what, you know, and then they got it, and then they keep running, he keeps. And then, you know, he ends up taking them back to the store, you know, and just saying, listen, you know, this is a neighborhood guy. I worked here when he called it a soda jerk. He goes, I worked at this place when it was a pharmacy.
Right.
And it's the reason why I went to school. He goes, you can't steal from these neighborhood guys. They're trying to do whatever. So
he's like reasoning with these kids.
Yeah. And, you know, he was known throughout the city because he was a coach before and after I played any sports here in the city.
Right.
Through Trenton Powell. So there were kids that knew him that were older than me, and then there were kids that knew him that were younger than me, and, you know, my dad was, like, really good to them.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You look like you could be a cop. You have that look.
Well, you know, maybe as far as, you know, coming from my father's side of the family is all Irish Catholic, and becoming a cop was the family business.
That's what you do, right.
Yeah, so my dad was a cop. His brother, Donald Nelson, was a Trenton cop.
Okay.
My Uncle Eddie was a cop in Ewing, and he retired as chief of Ewing. His son, Michael Schaller, was a state trooper.
Wow.
And then the McKee family, Chris McKee was in corrections, and Jay McKee was an officer in the Army, MP, then went to law school, then JAG Corps.
Man.
And then there's a few cousins that are approaching the age that I think a few of them are going to end up at the,
right.
in the academy. My younger brother, Kevin, went to trooper youth camp. I think they scared the hell out of him. And he was just like,
didn't
you know.
Take.
Yeah, he was just like, you know, I completed it. He goes, but those guys are nuts. So, and myself personally, I never thought I was like really good enough to be that guy because, you
really?
Know. I saw the toll that the job took on my dad, especially the last 2 years of him working here in the city.
All right.
And, you know, that was rough for him.
Your dad is still with us?
No. Passed away almost 6 years ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that. He sounds like an amazing guy.
Yeah, he had the, you know, he has the best stories about everything that happened down here. It was like a human archive of everything, and he thought I was half nuts. When me, my brother and sister, we opened up Trenton Bagel, which was on Broad Street downtown,
okay.
in between Front and State.
When was that?
That was in 95.
Okay.
From 95 to 2002, we operated two businesses. We opened that up and we, you know, we sold the business and the real estate that went with it. And then my sister got married and had a family. My brother was done with the food business and I had two partners and both of them wanted to do something else.
Okay.
And the strategy moving forward was either grow or sell. So it was either open up at least two more stores or sell.
Okay.
So we sold into the momentum of the downtown hotel being built.
Right.
And that was a good sale. You know, you're not going to go broke taking a profit.
Right. Sure. You know? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, I know some sheriffs and stuff like that. And these guys, like you said, a lot of them are nuts. A lot of them are very, very tough. You're saying you didn't feel like you had what it takes. But I'll tell you what. To open a restaurant, that alone takes guts. So I think I disagree with what you're saying. I think you have more than you maybe think you have as far as like,
you know,
the it factor.
You know, I also didn't want to deal with people that were doing bad things. I'd much rather help people than, you know, arrest people.
Or, right.
I think in that livelihood, I think you see the worst of people more than the best of people.
Okay.
And that's the thing that I didn't think I could really deal with or handle. I like the idea of helping people. I'm able
right.
to help people in the career that I have now.
Yeah.
And it's on my terms and no one's causing any domestic violence or,
right.
or assaulting anybody or anything like that. You know, like somebody creates some art and I put it on the wall.
That's it.
And I help them sell it.
That's
so that's, you know.
That's about as
yeah, or,
crazy as it gets.
Yeah, or if there's a nonprofit that's here in town that wants to add some awareness or
right.
or something to their mission, we'll do a happy hour fundraiser for them or, you know, we'll put some messaging out and then peel off a percentage of sales for their group. So
is that sort of like the mission and vision purpose behind Trenton Social? I mean, you're not a regular restaurant. You come in, you have the bar section out there, you
mm-hmm.
have the restaurant section in the other room, and you have art all over the place for sale. Plus,
mm-hmm.
you also have different events that go on here. It's not a typical restaurant.
Well, I didn't want to be a sports bar because being at the Mason-Dixon line of Philly and New York fans, that's
yeah.
like the recipe for disaster.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like putting, you know, an Eagles fan and a Giants fan in the same...
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're going to have to call the cops. You might as well have just
yeah,
been a cop.
Yeah, and, you know, artists and musicians are just really cool, chill people. And, you know, they're not going to get into arguments about their sports teams. And I appreciate art. I was a novice artist as a young kid.
I never knew that.
Well, yeah. I enjoy drawing. I enjoy painting. But, you know, it's not like something that I'm going to...
You work on a collection.
Yeah, nobody wants
to. The T.C. Nelson series.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that. Yeah. You know, so this has always been a town of insiders. It's always been a town of artisans, whether they were commercial artists or whether they were craftsmen.
Right.
Where they did, you know, wood or stonework or whatever.
Yeah, blacksmith.
If you look at all of the different parts of town and the architecture, like when I was telling you I was running a few minutes late and that I had to go pick up some stuff from the Masonic Temple. I go, have you been there? And I was like, you really need to check it because the ceiling, it's like hand-carved.
Oh, man.
So it is so impressive, the work that's been done here. No one's really been able to capture the micro-tourism. I mean, we try to. We do these bike tours that mostly check out the history of the city and different architecture, things that are happening or going on.
Right.
We scratch the surface, but there's a whole city of just amazing architectural stock here.
Absolutely. The housing stock is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I know that's one of the things that attracted my wife and I here is the we have an 1841 Victorian farmhouse on Lamerton Street. It's tiny. Six rooms, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the two houses next to it, it's like tower over it. But, I mean, this thing is
old. That's a cool street. You have the new park. I don't know what block that you're on.
Right in front of our house.
That's great.
Yeah, the kids call it Mr. Frank's Park.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like your dad, I'll chase kids out, no problem.
Yeah, I brought my son over there with his balance bike, so that's like one of our spots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The gazebo, the second gazebo? With that statue of the children are?
We do the whole stretch. If there's no ball game, we'll park down by the fountain
and go up. You know where to park?
Yeah. Good. Well, yeah, I'm sure the neighbors don't like it if you take
No, we'll have you towed.
Yeah.
We will have you towed.
Yeah, so and
plenty of signs around.
Other times we'll park over by Lailer. And then walk across
the
street.
By Hubnanian?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Delaware run.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite events at Trenton Social, you personally?
Well, our longest running is a friend of mine that I've known for 25 years is Charlie Yeh, the sushi guy. Oh. He was just here this past Wednesday.
Every Wednesday you do sushi?
Not every Wednesday.
Oh, it's not every Wednesday.
Every first Wednesday.
Ah,
and it's once a month, and, you know, we'll do 140 plates in like 3.5 hours. And we only have 55 seats here in the dining room. So, you know, and there's 30 seats in the bar, you know, so people get takeout, people get tables. You know, it's kind of like just like a big tasting. We have a new menu each month for that. He's our longest running guest chef night. We do other guest chefs, but he's got his own restaurant. So obviously he can't do a Friday or Saturday night.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, because he's busy at his own restaurant.
Sure.
But we're able to get butts in chairs for a Wednesday night, which typically is one of the slower nights of the week.
Yeah, it used to be Thursday, but now Thursday's a new Friday, so...
Yeah, Thursday's a great night here. We start at happy hour with Jay Country and the bar, you know, starting with throwbacks, and, you know, we have people start coming at, like, 4:30, and we have to tell people to leave here at, like, 10 up, too.
So, wow. You know,
so that's a busy night.
My wife and I tried the sushi night one night. I tell you, we were very impressed. Really, really good stuff. Podcastia, you definitely need to try out the sushi night the first Wednesday of each month.
And Charlie and I are working on... We bought a building together down on Willow Street around the corner from the State House, right next to where they're building the new...
Yeah? What are you about to tell us?
Cocktail Lounge Sushi Bar.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, it's at 13 North Willow. And
13. Even the address is cool.
It is
a nice, cool sound.
A nice red door. We made sure that we fixed the exterior because it was a little beat up. We both had side projects that we were working on, but we bought the building when no one wanted it. Now everyone wants it, and they're putting 1,600 employees 75 feet away from it.
What?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Is it in a residential area?
No, it's probably 75 feet off of State Street. So if you know where City Deli is, it's right next to City Deli on Willow Street.
Okay.
Where the old barracks and the Masonic Temple are, that's Barrack Street.
Right.
But as you go up the hill to West State, as soon as you cross over West State, then it becomes Willow, and it's right there.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so it's right downtown. It was many other restaurants before, so... I'm no stranger to going into a space that has had many concepts before.
Sure.
And then carving out, you know, a unique kind of retail experience.
Dude, a cocktail sushi place, man. Yeah. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Because we don't have that.
No. And it's kind of like the guest chef night that I've always treated that as something that I would like to see in the city. So I would seek out either an Indian cuisine.
Yeah, absolutely. Indian, yes.
Or French. or some type of fusion. Let's see, we just had Mediterranean with Allegra Corrente. That was a couple weeks ago, which was a great night. Had a ramen night, which was an incredible night. Ones that really stand out. We've had like a slow cook roast kind of thing, like with different barbecues and different rubs.
Right.
We've done a pig roast.
So, now, are you a chef? Are you the head chef here, the executive chef?
Or? I'm the head dishwasher here. Okay. And I bang the pots and pans around.
Welcome to business ownership.
Yeah, yeah. So, I enjoy cooking. I am not trained.
Okay. Who comes up with your menu?
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so then you have some culinary experience.
Well, I've always learned what I needed to learn. I wasn't a baker when I learned how to make bagels. I went to Merrick, Long Island, one day a week for a year.
Okay, good.
And worked for free under this guy, Stu Beck, who was from Brooklyn.
Well, that's how you have to learn how to make bagels.
Yeah, it's like secretive stuff.
Right, from a New Yorker. Right,
yeah.
All right.
So that's what I did. So getting into the restaurant business, well, coming from a strong bakery deli, I understood food management, food prep, and just building out a concept. So
okay.
Trenton Social came kind of naturally because I saw a lot of the other businesses that came through this space and what worked and what didn't work.
Sure.
Because, I was friends with the owner of the building and I was trying to support businesses that were here in town.
Right.
Certain things worked, certain things did not. And, I would just catalog certain things that did and
what
things that people liked. So I would just make mental notes and overdoing that for, several decades.
Right.
You learn and move forward.
Yeah,
you have a pretty good pulse as to what people want and what you can kind of create.
Craziest thing you've ever seen happen in Trenton Social?
I guess it would be like realizing that you're waiting on someone that is performing at the arena across the street. So then they come in here and they're just incognito and they're just regular people and they sit down and there's...
Can you drop a name?
Sure, David Burns. He was the last guy to come in here.
Really?
Yeah, he had his stage built and did all the rehearsals and sound engineering and stage construction. That was just last March. And he did a private concert across the street and my wife and I went to it.
Wow.
It was like maybe 300 people there.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That's really
Whenever they have the WWE, I have a picture somewhere on my Facebook of me holding one of the belts, like the wrestling belts.
Yeah.
Because the wrestling guys came in. They come in and they have, some of them are like, almost 7 feet tall, like 300-pound guy. Yeah.
Right.
So I was just like, I was like, is that the guy? He had a guy that just carried around his belt
and
it was over his shoulder.
Yeah.
So
that they called belt caddies. They have them in UFC too.
Yeah. The guy let me in. I took a picture with it. I'm holding it above my head. So that,
that's awesome.
But there's fun things that happen all the time here. Being so close to the arena, all the politicians that are in Trenton, we'll eventually see them. So that's kind of cool, people that are shaping policy.
True. I mean, Reed Gasura, who's now the mayor, before he became mayor, was in here doing a whole campaign.
Well, Reed's been coming here since day one, since we opened. Linda Greenstein is a frequent here. Liz Moya, when she was in the assembly, now she's the state treasurer.
Right.
Everyone that's run for mayor has been here, and most of them are personal friends. So
that's cool.
It's kind of like I helped Paul in 2010.
Paul Perez?
Yes. 2014, I helped Paul.
Run. Right.
I thought he was a great candidate. He had a great resume. And in 2018, both Paul ran again and then Reed ran.
Yeah.
And I was friends with both of them. And I wish I could help both of them. But
what do you do?
But after they both made it to the runoff, I felt like the city was winning with just, all right, one of my two friends is deaf here, so...
Yeah, so...
It's all good.
That's all good. That is all good.
Yeah.
With the way you see Trenton going now, what would be Trenton Social's 5-year plan?
I want to do so many things for this business.
Like?
Just reinvestments that just make it better. Because I think it deserves it. I think the people that are here in the city deserve it. And I not only want to be proud of it, but I want other people to be that's Trenton Social, that's like an institution here.
Right.
Everyone talks about restaurants that used to be here in the city and how it was like so great. I want Trenton Social to have that, not just for me, but just for itself.
Yeah.
And for the people that make the place special, like the team that's here, so that it can have a life of its own. I don't want it to constantly be dependent on me,
right.
Driving it. I would like for it to have its own life. I'm proud that Trenton Bagel is still, they're on their fourth or fifth owner since the guy that I sold it to.
But it's still called Trenton Bagel?
It's still called
Trenton. And it's still in operation?
It's still operating.
I never even knew Trenton Bagel existed. I didn't know there was a bagel shop downtown.
17 South Broad Street.
I've been driving to Hamilton to get bagels, which I can't even believe I just admitted. But now I know, are they open on the weekends?
I think they have Saturday hours. I don't think they have Sunday hours.
Well, this is good to know. I know.
But like a $250,000 put in there in 1995.
They make the same bagels, the same recipe that you learned from in Long Island? In Brooklyn?
No, it's had to adapt. I mean, the oven is still there, it's a well-seasoned oven. It's been in operation for 24 years. Nice hearthstone kettle that holds 100 gallons of water. Boil and bake, and then I don't believe that they're making their dough at this location. I think that they have several other locations, so they have a commissary that they make all the production for all the stores, and then they ship out the refrigerated dough.
Oh, gotcha.
And then they just have bake-off stores, because as your business gets bigger, to maintain consistency and to have everything, you have one guy that makes the dough for several locations.
Right.
So that was going to be the strategy with opening more, but my brother and sister were ready to hang up their aprons. So we all cashed in our Trenton chips and went in different directions, and then, I showed back up here at the casino.
My wife and I love Trenton Social, as do many, many, many a Trentonian. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you would want to put out there?
Just come by and say hi, introduce yourself, have a drink, support this business, and it'll support you, and it'll support this neighborhood, it'll support this city.
Trenton Social is located exactly where?
449 South Broad Street, Trenton, New Jersey, 609-989-7777.
Where can people find you online? Where can they come and experience all things TC Nelson and Trenton Social?
Facebook's probably the best place. The website is somewhat static, but the Facebook page is interactive. We post our calendars on there and upcoming events, and also you'll see our past events. So you'll be able to see and maybe even link up with people that already like us, or your friends like us, and maybe you meet them here for a drink.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, check out all of the links and stuff for Trenton Social. You can go to TrentonWaves.com, click on guests, and then click on mine and TC's picture, and you can see all the stuff about Trenton Social and the club room and the links and all that stuff, and that's it. Sound good, bro?
Sounds great. Thank
this
you so much.
This has been another... Oh, well, thank you for sitting with us, and thanks for the Coke.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Trenton Waves. Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.